Welcome to this Advent edition of the Sunday, Sunday, Sunday podcast from Life Team. Reflections on the upcoming Catholic Mass readings so you can make the most of your Sunday. Here's your host, the Bible Geek, Mark Hart.
Well, hello again, everybody. Welcome back to the Sunday, Sunday, Sunday podcast, this Advent edition. Welcome to the third Sunday of Advent, Gaudete. A little Latin there for you, Latin lovers. The Gaudete Sunday. Gaudete meaning rejoice. So let's rejoice, shall we? And jump right in. I made the biggest mistake of my adult life a few days back. I went to a mall. I went Christmas shopping in a mall on a very busy shopping day. And I wasn't 3 feet past the door when I realized the error of my ways, but it was too late. My wife was with me, and she was a woman on a mission. And now I was a man on a mission. I had to get a little shopping done, not a ton, just a little bit. But as I was in the mall, it was amazing to see the Christmas cheer, the patience, the joy in all the shoppers around me, as they smiled and strolled through the aisles, civilly, calmly, trying to find that perfect gift for their loved ones. I hope you can sense the sarcasm in my voice. It was terrible. It was like a jailbreak with people on espresso. People were angry. People were complaining. People were upset. I mean, it was just throngs of people everywhere. There was really nothing that you really wanted from Christmas. There was no Christmas peace, no Christmas joy, and there was definitely no Christmas Jesus. There was just a whole lot of shopping going on and a lot of humanity. And I started to think, you know, it's kind of crazy. That actually matches up pretty well with these readings this week. If you listen to the readings, third Sunday of Advent, reading number one from Isaiah, the psalm from Psalm 146, the second reading from James, and even the gospel from Matthew, we're being given a vision of how things were before the Lord's going to come, okay? And before the Lord's going to come, there's doom, there's gloom. In the time of Isaiah, this is a time when the people have been under duress, they've been enslaved, they've lost their city. It's not a good time in the nation of Israel. It's a bad time. But in the middle of this bad time, God gives the prophet Isaiah this message of hope, and he says, be strong, fear not, here is your God. He comes with vindication, with divine recompense. He comes to save you. You see, in the darkest time of Israel's history, God comes with this message of hope. No, do you understand? It's bad now, but it's going to be so good. So be strong. Do not fear. Here is your God. He's coming with vindication. He's going to come make everything right. He's going to come make everything right, everything good. He's going to come to save you. The eyes of the blind are going to be opened. The eyes of the deaf are going to be cleared. The lame are going to rise and leap like a stag. The tongue of the mute will sing. Everything you've known prior that's dark and horrible and messy is going to be good and light and beautiful. And this is what we have to hold on to, this message of hope. We have to remember. That's what James is saying in the second reading. He's saying, be patient until what? Until the coming of the Lord. Be patient. Make your hearts firm because the coming of the Lord is at hand. Then he goes on to say, do not complain, brothers and sisters. Sorry, that's a modern translation. Behold, the judge is standing before you. Be patient. He tells us to be patient three different times. If we remember that only during Christmas shopping, we'd already be accomplishing something amazing. But it's not just about that. Be patient during this season. Be patient with yourself as a sinner. Be patient as the Lord continues to come into your life. Be patient with yourself as you try to change your life. This is the thing. God is coming. God is near. That's what John the Baptist is saying in the gospel. Hey, he's coming. Hey, he's near. He's the one. That's the guy. And then we go on to hear that Jesus is the fulfillment of all these things. He's the one. The blind are going to see. The lame are going to walk. The lepers are going to be cleansed. The deaf are going to hear. Jesus is the one. He's the one. So John the Baptist, again, is the one pointing to Jesus. In the midst of all this chaos, in the midst of a time of slavery and oppression, when John the Baptist was speaking, it was horrible in the land of Israel. I mean, they were under Roman rule. They had Pharisees and Sadducees and all these rules, and people had lost hope, and people were getting their taxes and stolen from, and it was a horrible time. And John the Baptist is saying, hey, but behold, there's the guy. That's the one. Everything's going to change now. So my question for you is, are you a person filled with hope? And that's why the church comes and says, even in the middle of a season of penitence, when we say, I'm sorry, we're lighting the purple candles, the church says, no, throw a pink candle in there, throw a rose candle in there. A rose-colored candle reminds us that even in the midst of penitence, don't lose hope, rejoice, gaudete, because it's going to get better. It's not just going to get better because Christmas is coming. It's not just going to get better because the presents are going to come and the shopping's going to stop. It's going to get better because Jesus is Lord. That no matter how bad, how dark, how hard your life might get, how filled with fear or anxiety of the future or shame from the past, no matter how happy or sad or depressed or lonely you are, it's going to get better. It's always going to get better because God is strong and he's your God and he's coming to save you. Rejoice this week, everybody. No matter how good or bad your story is, it's about to get a whole lot better.
For more Catholic content, check out lifeteen.com, follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and tell your teens to subscribe to our YouTube channel. And remember to subscribe to this podcast for weekly reflections. God bless.